the University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers, or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, amid all the changes that are about to take place in technology, messaging remains at the forefront. Communicating all about it after these tech headlines. Facebook formally announces plans to launch a cryptocurrency called Libra, promising a secure blockchain-based payment system. Want more? It's backed by hard assets and designed for mainstream users. This week, Facebook named a series of big corporate partners, including MasterCard and PayPal, and tech giants like Uber and Spotify, that said it will help create what's been noted as a secure, scalable, and reliable cryptocurrency. The Wall Street Journal reported in May the initiative involved in the creation of a stablecoin, which is a digital asset backed by a basket of global currencies or other investments. Jeff Horowitz covers more at WSJ.com. We learn that Apple is willing to help one Japanese-based display maker, one that is struggling due to sluggish iPhone sales. Japan Display Inc., which makes liquid crystal display panels for the iPhone XR, is apparently running out of cash, and as the global smartphone market becomes more saturated, Japan Display asks for the waiving of some of the debt outright. Apple has agreed to loosen the repayment terms. About half of Japan Display's revenue comes from Apple, and Apple has noted it is proud of the strong relationships it has built with suppliers, and that suppliers must be agile in responding to changing conditions. And as WeWork prepares for an initial public offering, new reporting shows it has accumulated a mounting pile of debt, as well as financial obligations that the journal says could concern potential investors. Specifically, we learn that the co-working firm had about $34 billion in lease obligations at the end of 2018, up from $18.2 billion a year earlier. The New York company, which recently rebranded as The We Company, was valued at $47 billion and confidentially filed for an IPO at the end of last year. For your records, WeWork leases office space under long-term deals, adds furniture and perks like fruit-infused water and Wi-Fi, and sublets the space to tenants under short-term deals. Coming up, the future of messaging. We start with Snap.
The University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Snap Inc.'s future looks to be a global one, at least more than the company's current dominance among U.S. teens and early 20-somethings. At WSJ's recent DLive event, we learned that Snap's ambition extends beyond its core markets, and it's where we can look for the future of messaging, proving to be one of the quickest changing technologies among us. First things first, Jared Grust, Snap's chief strategy officer, sets the record straight. He explains why Snap is the messaging unit that is primed to take things to the next level.
In many respects, our product is actually the antidote of social media. We are not a product of likes and shares and building followers. What we are is a group of products that have come together to empower and enable behaviors that take place in the real world and make them better. By opening into the camera, we're signaling to our users that we're creating tools for you to communicate with your friends.
The next natural progression, video game creation, which actually falls nicely in line with the next messaging generation's ecosystem.
It's all tied into how do you enrich your friend circle. So we launched games on the platform in this spring. And we launched games specifically within the messaging platform. And all the games on Snapchat are designed for you to play with your friends to recreate the experience that you may have when you play board games with your friends, which is you get together with your friends and you share in something fun. And so that is the differentiating feature of games on our platform compared to other platforms. The company doesn't begin with business models or monetization. We think about providing value to our users in order for them to enhance their offline behaviors in the digital world. As friends start to communicate with each other, they also want to enjoy content experiences and share in those content experiences with their friends. And so that has enabled us to attract hundreds of premium content publishers onto our platform. and we've been able to monetize that aspect of our platform through advertising, which creates a great ecosystem of users, content publishers, and advertisers who all find value being part of the ecosystem.
And as far as messaging innovation among young people goes, perhaps it's TikTok that remains the shining example.
TikTok is a really fun product. There's really consumer demand around the world for mobile content. The second exciting thing about TikTok is they're one of the first companies that have been based in China to scale its consumer platform in the United States and other parts of the world. And I think their ability to achieve consumer awareness outside of its core market is really interesting.
Speaking of China, it remains with the U.S. in a neck-and-neck race of tech innovation. Messaging is no different, so where does the race stand?
I think for us at Snap, innovation comes from having an acute understanding of our user base and our value system. As I mentioned, we are a very mission-driven company, and from that mission, a lot of great innovation happens, and I think we've been on the leading edge of innovation. For example, the notion of ephemeral messaging, the idea that messages don't have to be saved forever, I think has been way ahead of its time. The idea that friends want to share their own life stories with their other friends, which has become a dominant mode of communications, was incubated also at Snap. And the reason for that is because we build products based on a value system. And so I think that can happen anywhere. Mm-hmm. It is the case that a lot of great innovation is happening in China, and we can learn from that. I also think innovation is happening in other places around the world, which we can learn from.
For more on the discussion, head to WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.